This is Apollo Control. We're still standing by for any conversation with the spacecraft over Canary Islands. The booster systems engineer reports that at this point he has no explanation for the early shutdown of the S2 Saturn second stage center engine.
Go ahead, Houston.
Okay, a couple minutes to LOS, Jim. Everything is looking real good. Your AOS time at Carnarvon will be 52:36, and we don't have too much of a handle on why the inboard cut off early, except that it apparently was an engine problem and not a switch select function. But we're certain that you'll be able to make TLI based on what we're looking at now.
Roger, nothing like an interesting launch.
That's right. Apollo 13 Houston, Canary LOS in 30 seconds. Request command reset, please.
Roger, command reset, come on.
Thank you. Apollo 13 Houston, request low bit rate, please. Over.
This is Apollo Control. We've had loss of signal now with the spacecraft at the Canary Island Tracking Station. We won't reacquire again until the spacecraft reaches the tracking station at Carnarvon, Australia. That will be at a ground elapsed time of 52 minutes 36 seconds. Recapping, at the time we lost contact with the spacecraft through Canary Islands, we look to be in very good shape for the translunar injection burn with the Saturn third stage. The second stage center engine shut down about 2 minutes early. The total overburn time on the third stage was about 10 seconds, and we don't expect that this would have any effect on the translunar injection. At 25 minutes 20 seconds, this is Mission Control, Houston.